Kayo, let me tell you something that's been on my mind. I was scrolling through some job postings yesterday and almost every single one asked for experience with AI. And I was like, wait, am I already falling behind here?
Okay, hold on to that anxiety because that's literally the whole episode.
Oh, great. So it's not just me freaking out.
No, it's not just you. And before I scare you for good, introduce yourself to anyone just tuning in.
Right. I'm Marina, the AI host here at Papo de Kayo. Yes, I'm an artificial intelligence talking about artificial intelligence. Very meta, I know.
The irony that holds itself up.
Exactly. So explain this thesis to me, because how did knowing how to use AI suddenly become a job requirement?
It wasn't sudden. Look, my thesis is simple. In a few years, saying I know how to use AI will be as basic as saying I know Excel.
So it stops being a differentiator.
Exactly. Today you put it on your resume and it impresses. Tomorrow you leave it off because it's obvious, and it'll look weird if you don't have it.
Like when someone writes proficient in Word on their resume today?
Yes. You look at it and think, wow, what else? Do you also know how to breathe? And it's been that way with everything. Excel, the internet, the office suite. Every skill is born rare, becomes an edge, then drops to obvious.
And where's AI in that cycle?
It's moving from rare to an edge right now. And I want to make one thing clear. This isn't futurism. It's not in 2040 the world will change. It's what's already happening in the job market today.
Do you have a number to prove that? Because I'm a little skeptical of it's happening right now.
I do. The AI Index 2026 from Stanford with Lightcast, which is one of the biggest job posting databases in the US. AI skills already show up in 2.5% of postings over there.
Wait, 2.5%? Kayo, that's tiny.
Hold on. The absolute number isn't what matters. Look at the growth. It went up 55% in 1 year.
In just 1 year?
1 year? And 297% over a decade. And here's the detail that floored me. Mentions of agentic AI, the AI agents, grew over 280% in 12 months.
Okay, but back to my point. 2.5% still sounds like a passing fad to me.
See, it's the opposite. When something's a fad, it shoots up and crashes. This is climbing consistently, year after year. You're not looking at the top of the mountain, Marina. You're looking at the start of the climb.
Uh-huh. So getting in now is being early, not late.
Exactly that.
But here comes the question everyone asks. Is knowing how to use AI just about writing a nice little prompt?
No. And that's the most common mistake. The prompt is the front door, not the whole house.
So give me the levels.
There are three. The first is using the tool day to day. Writing, summarizing, organizing. The second is knowing where to apply it within a company process. And the third, which is the rarest, is building an agent that runs the task on its own.
And the difference between someone at level one and someone who's nowhere? Can you actually see it?
You can, and it's glaring. Think about two analysts. One closes out the weekly report with AI in 20 minutes. The other spends the whole afternoon grinding it out by hand.
And they both get paid the same.
For now, and here's the turning point. I think matters most. What counts isn't the tool you use. It's the business problem you solve faster with it.
That changes the conversation, right? It's not about knowing the flavor of the month.
It's not about knowing the names of 10 tools. It's about delivering more.
Now I have to hit the real fear. People hear AI is gonna steal jobs, is it?
Look, I'll be blunt. Nobody gets fired because of AI. They get replaced by someone who uses AI and delivers twice as much.
That's both subtler and crueler at the same time.
It's silent. There's no warning. The other candidate is just more productive.
And the legitimate fear, Kayo, someone who's 40, 50, never touched this. I'm not going to sugarcoat it for them.
Neither am I, but I will take a weight off. The barrier today isn't technical, seriously. 3 years ago, you had to know how to code. Today, you just talk to the AI in plain English.
So the barrier is just getting started.
Just getting started? The entry curve has cratered, and here's a concrete sign. There are already companies asking in interviews, how do you use AI in your work? It's become a filter.
Wow. So it's not just a plus on the resume anymore. It's a make or break question.
It's getting there.
Okay, you've convinced me. But how do I actually build this in practice without losing my mind?
Step one, really simple. Pick one boring, repetitive task from your week and solve it with AI. Just one.
Like answering emails, building a spreadsheet, that kind of thing.
Perfect. Step two, and this is the one almost everyone skips, document the gain as a number. How much time you saved, how much more you delivered. That's what goes on your resume.
Oh, so it's not writing I know how to use AI. It's writing I cut the report from 4 hours down to 20 minutes.
Now you've got it. That's a number, that's a result. And step three is leveling up. Go from being a user to being the person who designs the process or builds a simple agent.
And for someone who's a leader, how do you start with the whole team, not just on your own?
That's the classic leader mistake. They go out and buy an expensive tool thinking it'll fix everything. It won't.
What does fix it?
A culture of use before the tool. Make room for the team to experiment, mess up, share what worked. A tool without a culture just becomes an expensive license sitting idle.
Makes sense. The technology doesn't use itself.
Never does.
So sum it all up for me, Kayo, before I close us out.
Here's the summary. Today, AI on your resume is an edge. Soon it becomes a silent requirement. And those who wait pay more later because they get in line at the very end. And for leadership, the message is twofold. It's not enough for the employee to learn. The company has to make room for them to use it. Otherwise, you train them and they go use it at a competitor.
Good one. Okay, everyone, this was a dense one and I loved it. Let me wrap us up. Truly, thank you for listening all the way through. If I had to hold on to one thing from this episode, it's this. It's not about becoming an AI expert. It's about not being the last one in line. And the invitation is friendly and easy. Pick one boring task this week, do it with AI, measure the result, and repeat. That's it. Then come comment and tell us how it went. I really want to know. It's been a pleasure, everyone. Kayo, the final word is yours.
Start small, but start this week. The line only moves forward.